In Japan, the Prime Minister today acknowledged the pain his country inflicted during World War II. But he stopped short of making a fresh apology. Shinzo Abe's statement marks 7 decades since Japan surrendered to Allied forces in 1945.
On the 70th anniversary of the war, I bow my head deeply before the souls of all those who perished both at home and abroad. I express my feelings of profound grief and my eternal, sincere condolences. Over 80% of the population were born after the war. These generations and those in the future who have nothing to do with the war should not have to continue apologizing.
Resentment toward Japan's wartime actions still runs high in South Korea and China. The Chinese state news agency dismissed Abe's statement today as a tuned-down apology. Reports out of Israel say police have stepped up security at the U.S. embassy there and at the home of U.S. Ambassador Dan Shapiro. According to the accounts, he has received death threats over the Iran nuclear deal. A U.S. State Department official would not confirm the reports today, but he praised the Israeli police and said, quote, "We take any threat seriously and take appropriate steps." And back in this country, Wall Street finished this Friday with modest gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added nearly 70 points to close just short of 17,480. The Nasdaq rose 14 points and the S&P 500 was up 8. For the week, the Dow and the S&P gained more than 0.5%. The Nasdaq rose 0.1%. Still to come on the News Hour, the U.S. Embassy in Cuba reopens after 54 chilly years. A wrap of the week's political